Hello, fellow travelers, and welcome to the Adventures in Stars podcast. How are my loyal listeners? Thank you for your continued support. And remember, click the subscribe button, everybody. It's an amazing episode because board the mothership is Susan Diehl. You know her from Quantum Leap. Also, let's welcome guest host, Barney Smith from Story Comic Podcast. Thank you for pinch hitting. Now join us as you go traversing the stars.
Hello, Susan. Thank you so much for coming on Traversing the Stars podcast. It is an honor to speak with you. And so usually what we do, we always start off with a question of inspiration. So what inspired your love for acting and who were your earliest influences?
I started doing performing for my family with my sister Kathy from the time we were very young. And I was influenced a lot by black and white movies on television and comedies. My favorite movie was It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. And I also loved the Twilight Zone, the black and white Twilight Zone episodes. Oh my goodness, I would watch all of those. And then later on, Bonanza and Bewitched, because my grandfather worked for General Motors and he was good friends with Lauren Green. And so, and he knew Agnes Moorehead. And so I loved those shows as well. And I loved Walter Cronkite because he just delivered the news in such a way that also, you know, as an actor, you're just always curious. And I think I was always very curious about how people, how they are and what they feel. And so I'd say Jimmy Stewart was a huge, I was a huge fan of Jimmy Stewart's. And I loved, there was a show called Julia that was on TV that I just really loved. And Star Trek, because, you know, my dad's from India. So I loved Star Trek because there were all these people with different ethnicities. And it was just like, oh.
So it's interesting too, Susan. So you played Beth in the original Quantum Leap. And how did you first get involved with the show?
You know, I just auditioned for it.
Oh, yeah.
It was just an audition. Yeah, that okay. was it.
I know that you also had to re-audition for when you came back on. I saw that in a previous interview that you said that too.
I did. And that, I mean, but I understood why I'm a person who's, I've taken breaks during my career. So there've been times that I'm working and then I focus on family and I'm just completely out of the business. And then now I'm like diving back in. So it was actually pretty good timing because I thought, okay, this is great.
Right. So when you were interviewed, what were you told about Beth before that?
You know, basically whatever was on the breakdown and whatever was in the scenes that I had to audition with, not a lot, just, okay. You know, probably basic character description. Yeah.
Right. And so in one of the best moments in the television occurs with the episode MIA, and that ends with a dance between Beth and Al. And the scene is very powerful. So how emotionally complex was the scene to perform?
You know, I think because of all the other scenes that we had done, that I had done with Scott and talking about Al and working with Dean, he was such a lovely, sensitive, open actor, and it just felt very real. So I just imagined that she was thinking of him. She was feeling him, and then he was actually there, and it was very natural. And I felt, you know, very connected to him. And I mean, I still cry when I see that scene. And I didn't have a lot of time to spend with him, but I just felt a real deep connection with him as a human being, and I just really admired him and appreciated him. So it was very easy. That emotion, I felt a lot of emotion and sensitivity, and he's an emotional and sensitive person. So he was just lovely to work with. It was very natural and easy.
And so like from an acting perspective, was it difficult to perform as if Dean Stockwell was not present?
No, because I think in Beth's mind, she was completely thinking of him and imagining him and feeling him being with her and probably thinking about times when they had danced together. And I think on some level, she did feel his presence there.
Mm, right. No, because the series finale ends with Beth remaining with Al. What do you think of this finale for the two characters?
I think it was great because I think that once they had that, the dance, I think it made her give it gave her hope that he was still there. He was still out there somewhere, and that she shouldn't give up and move on. And so I imagine that they then had a lifetime of raising kids, and he'd come back from work, and they'd talk about things, and she probably knew a lot of secrets about, the leaping and all that. And so Sam was probably an integral part of their lives as well. So I felt like it was a I felt like it was a great ending to the series.
Well, so it's interesting because, Quantum Leap, it ended in 1993, and as we all know, it's garnered a revival. So why do you think the series has aged so well throughout the years?
I think it was the writing and the directing and Scott and Dean. I think that their chemistry was just so special. I also think that they're both very, well, Dean has passed away, unfortunately, but he also they're very heartfelt. You really cared about them. They had humor, they had drama, they had sassiness, and I also think that people just connected to all the different characters and all going back and forth through history and having Sam leap into the bodies of women and people of different ethnicities and different status. And I just feel like it was very much a human. It was human. People could relate to it. And I just felt that they just gave of themselves so much. They're both so emotional and real and connected. And I just think their chemistry with the writing and the directing and the producing, I think it was just a really a beautiful combination, a great creative collaboration.
Right. So Quantum Leap has returned to television in 2022. So were you surprised that you were notified that you would be returning as Beth?
Well, when I first heard that the series was getting revised, I thought, oh wow, I wonder if they would have my character back. And then I was really excited, and then of course I auditioned, and then I got the part, and I was just thrilled to be part of it.
Right. I mean, because you had what was you had to do an audition while you were in Iceland, right? You had to record
That's
something
right. Yes, and my lovely boyfriend Bjarni, who's not an actor, but he's very good at reading lines. He had to do the scene with me and play Ernie Hudson, which
Right.
yeah, so
That's true. Because that wasn't on the show. That was he played Ernie Hudson, who played Magic Williams. What was it like to work with him?
oh, it was a dream. He was the nicest, most professional. I felt like he was just family to me.
Right.
Probably exactly how Beth would have felt about magic had he been in their lives all that time. And he's just a true gentleman and just a very, he's a wonderful actor. So you look into his eyes and he just, it felt very real and connected and, similar to working with Sam, with Scott and Dean. He just had that kind of strength and grace and he was just a lovely creative collaborator.
Right. And so, because you playing Beth, so looking at it from that story perspective, so a lot has happened in the inter in so a lot has happened in the intervening years with the character. So, as an actor, how do you decide to develop the character to incorporate the changes in her life?
Well, it's interesting because, Dean had not died that long before that, and of course, I hadn't seen him afterwards, but I would see him occasionally on an interview, and I always felt this connection to him. And so I think that you feel as an actor, you feel a history as well, even with other actors and with Ernie. It felt like we had known each other, and even though he personally wasn't in the show before, it felt like he was. So it's very easy to just go with it and feel like, oh yeah, he's family and things have happened and Al had died and Dean had died. And I think as an actor, when you work with other actors, there's always like this sweetness that you feel towards them. Even if you only worked with them, one time, you have a fondness. And I've been fortunate to work with a lot of wonderful actors over the years that like Hal Holbrook and Andy Griffith and Dick Van Dyke and it's a very strange thing being an actor because you feel connected to them. Even if you Leslie Jordan, He and I did a pilot together, and he just passed away. And it's just like, oh, you feel like a loss, like they're family. So I think that that's how I felt with Ernie. He just was very welcoming, and it just I could just imagine the history that had gone on over the years. And and then of course there was Georgina playing my daughter, and I felt a connection with her. She's just a lovely, just a dynamite actress, and so that was really fun to get to work with her as well.
Right. I mean, audiences were thrilled to see you return to the show. And so how does it feel to be embraced by the fandom like that?
Oh, it felt really wonderful, and I've had the opportunity to do a couple autograph signings, and I'm just always. Whether it's for Seinfeld or Star Trek or Quantum Leap, I'm just an actor. I don't feel like that special or anything. It's a job. It's a really great job. So when people acknowledge me, I'm just like very humbled by it, and I always feel really glad if I've touched someone. And sometimes people have said, "Oh, you helped me get through this hard time when you were playing this character and so and so and so." That always feels really great because I think as an actor, you really want to me, it's always for the audience.
Right.
Everything is for the audience. It's not about ego. So I'm always a little taken aback when someone is like really, "Oh, you're so great." And I'm just like, oh, thank you. But it was really, it's been really lovely to have that response from people.
I mean, because you have such an
'Cause
expansive.
then you feel like you
Right,
did your job. You feel
right.
like you did your job. You got people to feel and care and think or whatever it is, and then you feel like you did your job. And but you also, it just feels really good to have people appreciate your work.
Right. I mean, because you have such an expansive resume behind you. How is it when you meet a fan? Do you have to ask, what do you know me from? Because it's like, obviously, if it's a Seinfeld fan, it's different than, say, a Quantum Leap fan as compared to a Star Trek fan. I'm really curious about how those interactions happen.
Well, so oftentimes people, there's a crossover, especially with sci-fi shows. And I love sci-fi, so usually the Star Trek and the Quantum Leap people are of the same ilk. And the Seinfeld people, often they have like something funny that they want me to sign or something, and or they'll talk about things in a different way. But I think all of them come from a place of loving the show, whatever the show is, and then they either love or hate your character, and so it's just this enthusiasm. Usually, it's just they have an enthusiasm for the show, and it's touched their life. They remember where they were at when they were watching the show and what was happening to them, and then they just feel like you're family to them. And so I always just I feel like they're family to me too, because if we didn't have the fans, then we wouldn't have a show.
That's true. So Susan, what's next for you now?
I have a new manager, which I didn't have a manager for several years. I was just focused on other things. So he's been working so hard, getting me a lot of great meetings and things like that. And I look forward to maybe being on a show, being a more of a reoccurring or series regular on something. I'm in a theater company, and I write and I direct, and I have a script that an independent film that I'm working on that I want to write and direct. So that's on the back burner of something I want to do. It's just being creative and collaborating with people that it's fun to work with who have a similar vision of what they want to do, and so that's but so I'm going to keep working. I'm going to work more.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to talk with us, Susan. It's been a genuine pleasure chatting with you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I was thrilled when this opportunity came up. I said, "Oh, this is really nice. Somebody wants to ask me questions." Okay.